One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Papito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports by Live Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning journalist. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But I'm not the average sports fan. You are. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for you. You got something to say? You want to rip me up? You can't? Just keep it clean. 1-800-878-7529. The toll-free listener line again, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are minutes away from the Oleg Usyk, Daniel Dubois throwdown. Of course, coming to us from across the pond in Poland. How that fight ended up in Poland, I don't know. I guess there was some Polish money. Anyway, Oleg Usyk, of course, from the Ukrainian, of course, fighting for his country. Daniel Dubois from the UK. He's lost one fight. Oleg Usyk is undefeated. He's like a 10-1 favorite. How can this guy be a 10-1 favorite when he's small? He's like a junior heavyweight. I never got that. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, except when Oleg Usyk's involved, because the bottom line is Tyson Fury, the WBC linear world heavyweight champion, seems to have a problem wanting to fight Oleg Usyk. I mean, come on. Who is it? Kenny Rainford? Of course, Sir Kenny Rainford, boxing's dean from the UK. He tells me that in the gym, the small guys are kicking Tyson Fury's ass. So that's why he doesn't want to fight any midgets, I guess. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios on iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is, of course, we come to you as well on WBC TV via Veev TV. After the break, we'll bring a boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, to talk about the weekend boxing. Of course, the Oleg Usyk fight happening in a few minutes just here on television, so check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali, thanks a lot. I really
I have one more poem about your show. Two seconds.
All right.
I asked how much money was I getting, you know, for taking up all my time. You know, I used to get a little paid for this. And they said, your budget's kind of lower and you don't pay too much. So I wrote a poem, and I'm going to close with this. I love your show, and I like your style. But your pay is so cheap, I won't be back for a while.
The most prolific speaker of the 20th century, without a doubt, of course, silenced by the residual effects of professional boxing and Parkinson's. Of course, I'm talking about the man born in 1942 as Cassius Clay, Louisville, Kentucky. Died a few years ago now, of course, Muhammad Ali, the greatest athlete. When I traveled around the world with him, it was like traveling. I know this is going to sound weird, but it was like traveling with, I guess, the closest thing to God on the planet. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. Everywhere we went, we were treated like royalty, gods, and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, one time, we're coming out of China, and one guy, Keith McMurray, sold his passport. $2,500, sold it to the Chinese mafia. Says he lost it. Says somebody stole it out of his bag. Yeah, right, anyway. Bottom line is, I think he sold I was told he sold his passport to the Chinese mob for $2,500. So he doesn't have a passport to get on the plane there in Beijing, China, right? So what happens? Ali gets him on the plane, walks him right through customs, walks him right through Chinese customs. So I said, okay, he pulled that crap off in China. Let's see if he can do it in 1993. Let's see if he can do it before 9/11. Let's see if he can do it in the United States. So he gets back to the United States. He walked him right through LA customs. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah. But that was the power of Muhammad Ali, of course, the greatest without a doubt. Now today, Oleg Usyk, of course, undefeated lad from Ukraine. I mentioned him a little earlier. Of course, the WBA, IBF, and WBO heavyweight title holder taking on the once-beaten Daniel Dubois from the UK. For that and more, we bring in, of course, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. What's up, young man? How are you today?
Top of the morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. How's the family?
Family's doing great. Winding down the summer. My daughter, Sophia, counting down the days to the first day of school. Not, you know, but it's what it is. Everybody's well.
Okay, so who is Galil Yafai? He's a flyweight gold medalist. So evidently, Tommy Frank was talking all that smack last week, and I think he went out and won.
Galil Yafai. Wow, okay. Came in with the curveball a la Marichal.
No. Juan threw a two-fingered spitball. Did I mention that? A split finger fastball. Split finger fastball, excuse me, not a spitball. Gaylord Perry threw the spitballs.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Gaylord, another Hall of Famer.
And they used to go. I would watch it. And they go out to the mound. The referees would go out to the mound. They'd be searching him. It was like a pat down, like a body. They did everything but check his body cavity. I mean, you know, and he always had that stuff going on. I don't know how he did it, but the bottom line is, may he rest in peace. He passed away a couple years ago. Anyway, Tommy Frank gets slewed up in one round by the flyweight gold medalist, I think, from the 2016 Olympics. Bottom line is today, of course, Oleg Usyk and Danny Dubois. Why is he like a 7-1 or an 8-1 favorite over a guy that's bigger than him?
Well, if you go off of recency bias, he got dropped 3 times his last time out against a fellow Brit. He didn't look particularly great. And he's also coming off an ACL injury in which he was dropped 3 times in the first round. And he, on the first knockdown, his knee kind of buckled under him. And that was back in December. So, you know, he may not be physically 100%. This seems like it'd just be one big cash out. You know, Danny Dubois at one point was a big prospect until he lost to Joe Joyce. He's won 5 fights since then. But, I mean, unless Usyk is really distracted or injured or just takes Dubois lightly, I don't see Dubois even being competitive.
Well, I tell you what, but if I'm Dubois, I'm taking that fight. I'm going in there. I'm getting the money. I'm getting out. This is a payday.
That's what it seems like. And it's funny because the guy's 25 years old, right?
No. It doesn't matter. Sock, he could be 19. It doesn't matter. When there comes a point in your career where you're not going to get any better and all things are going down, they offer you some magical payday. I mean, this is like fighting Usyk at this point in time with that Polish money. It's like hitting the lottery.
Absolutely. Like, you know, Kevin Lorraine almost had him out of there, you know, and Kevin who, you know, exactly. So Dubois, he's got one chance, right, that he catches Usyk with a lucky shot. But Usyk is just a prolific boxer. He hasn't shown power at heavyweight, but with Dubois' chin being suspect, I think you may see Usyk kind of put the pedal to the metal in this fight and get his first significant knockout as a heavyweight. And basically, we're just crossing our fingers that the fight with him and Fury happens.
Man, if you put here's what's up. I'm 25 years old. You put me in there with a 36-year-old guy that's smaller than me, whether he's left-handed or not. I'm gonna do everything I can in my power to overwhelm him. I mean, I've got the size. Come on, size does matter in boxing. I've got the size. I've got the he's got some reach there. And the bottom line is, Dubois doesn't seem to be the guy that's going to be able to put those type of things together and beat Oleg Usyk, not according to the odds. So who does beat Oleg Usyk? Does Tyson Fury beat him?
I think a focused Tyson Fury does beat Usyk just because I think he's that gifted. But, you know, the same way he's focused and he's in shape, Usyk is that damn good. You know, and he's shown that he can beat the bigger guy. You know, he outfought
You know, the WBC TV viewers can see me shaking my head. No, I'm not. You know, bottom line is, listen, Tyson Fury, I don't want to use that word, but remember when Donald Trump talked about grabbing girls by the something like that? Anyway, I almost got to say that about Tyson Fury. I mean, the fact that he's going to take this fight with Francis Ngannou, of course, I think he might get hurt in that one, but the bottom line is he's going to take this fight with Ngannou instead of fight any of the top contenders. He hasn't fought a top contender in a long time. The last guy he fought that I can remember that was worth a spit, when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H, and of course, that was Deontay Wilder. He fought Wilder 3 times. Since then, what have you done for me, Tyson Fury?
You know, it's hard to defend Tyson Fury at this point. I mean, granted, has he built up some collateral over the years? Yeah, I mean, he fought the most dangerous guy 3 times. You know, he is the.
But he had champ. His. But he had his number all 3 times. It wasn't like you know.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, you don't listen. It's a great thing for Francis. He's making a monster payday, and Tyson Fury is making a monster payday. He's getting that Saudi Arabian money that they just printed out of the oil banks. Who could turn down that type of payday?
No, but I have to say this, though. I do have to say this. It makes the worst person in the world, Dana White, it doesn't make Dana White's day. There's my picture of Dana White on WBC TV. Love Dana White, not. Anyway, bottom line is, you know, if he's the greatest pimp in the history of of combat sports. I mean, people talk about bad promoters. People talk about Don King and Bob Arum and guys like that, and they go down the list of every other boxing promoters. Dana White is a pimp, and he gets away with it because of the fact he's got the complexion and the connection. If you didn't have either of that, and I'm talking about the connection meaning the money from the Fertitta brothers, who at one point in time ran the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Of course, that's how the UFC got into the business. But the bottom line is, those guys got a lot of money. Dana White's worth $1 billion. That makes me sick.
It's a sweet life, you know. I mean,
he's got a private jet. He's got a private jet. Yeah, that Russian guy, the Wagner guy that was the Putin's opposition, his private jet went bang, bang. He went down a couple days ago. I'm not trying to say I want Dana White's jet to go down, but I'm not a Dana White fan.
I hardly noticed.
Hey, I told you what happened, right, with the advertising contract he and I had?
No.
All right. So he and I I jumped in with the UFC at UFC 33. I think that was the first pay-per-view event that Dana White and the Fertitta brothers had got under their promotional banner. So anyway, he says to me, he goes, I want to sign you to a contract. So I said, fool, how much you want? I said, well, to do this, blah, 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 it's going to be $3,000 a month. And he said, okay. So he signed the contract for $3,000 a month. And I got, I guess about, it was a year-long contract. And I guess about 3 months into the contract, he comes back to me and says, you know, I need to re-sign that. I need to redo that contract. I said, what do you mean redo that contract? He goes, I need to cut it back. I said, cut it back to what? He goes, to less than $1,000 a month. I think he wanted like $800 a month. I said, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know, I'm going to have to do that, man. I said, no, bro, I have a contract with you. I said, I'm gonna make you live up to that contract. He goes, you make me live up to that contract. He goes, you'll never do any business with me again. I said, do you actually think I give a duck? Duck with an F. Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's how me and Dana walked away from each other. I saw him in Sacramento at a UFC event, and he tried to growl at me. I said, man, don't pull that tough guy routine around me, because he knows he ain't no tough guy. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue.
Sometimes when guys hang around fighters, I think they kind of get warped.
No. Dana White claims to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I said it right, didn't I? Anyway, Daniel gives me a little check each time I say that word right. Anyway, CTE. The reason why I say that is he said, you know, he goes, they were talking about it, like fighters getting it. Of course, fighters in the UFC are 3 times more likely to get it than a boxer. An NFL player is twice as likely to suffer from CTE than a boxer. But the bottom line is boxers get it as well. But anyway, Dana said, oh, we all have CTE. That's what he said. We all have it. Say what? He's trying to say that, you know, him getting slapped around in that East Boston gym when he was a pimp back there doing his thing in that boxing gym when Whitey Bulger. Listen, if Whitey Bulger would have taken care of business and killed Dana White wouldn't be around anymore. Remember, Whitey threatened him. Whitey said, listen, pal, you either give me $2,500 a month or I'm going to kill you. Right? And Dana White says, I'm leaving town. So Dana gets on the first bus, probably the first Greyhound, Continental Trailways, whatever they call it. Anyway, he comes across to Las Vegas. Brings his boxing act with him, a poor trainer, guy with throws a piece of towel on his back, calls himself a trainer. He's a corner man. Anyway, bottom line is he gets hooked up with the Fertittas, who own the station casinos at that point in time. And then, at that point in time, Lorenzo Fertitta was getting on the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So you tie all those things together, Danny was in the right place at the right time. But Whitey Bulger, you should have took care of business. I'm sorry to say that, but go ahead, Sock.
Oh, boy. Whitey Bulger was a rat, though. I cannot root for a rat, but that's a different story.
No, he was a rat, but the bottom line was he threatened Dana White. He didn't live up to being such a bad dude.
Extortion was definitely on Whitey's resume.
And Whitey Bulger, Larry Merchant's visiting the house that Whitey Bulger lived in like 3 or 4 times, maybe a month. So I said, Larry, you're going down to the same building. You didn't notice Whitey Bulger? He said, WTF, what do I be looking for Whitey Bulger for? Pedro, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally, I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was something. Oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
The greatest of the great, of course, the great Richard Pryor. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are minutes, if not less than an hour, away from Oleg Usyk and Danny Dubois. Oleg Usyk, a prohibitive favorite, according to the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Here, Danny Dubois got two chances, slim and none, and Slim just got the hell out of town. Of course, that's the August 26th bout on ESPN+. Plus. Tonight on ESPN, it'll be Jared Anderson, the undefeated lad. Of course, he's a heavyweight, taking on Andriy Rudenko. Has Andriy Rudenko got slim and is he got the same amount of chances as the other guy, slim and none, or what?
Well, if you saw the weigh-in pictures of Rudenko, there's nothing slim about him, but he certainly has no chance of beating Jared Anderson. This is definitely a stay busy fight, a nice showcase fight for Jared Anderson, who had his hands full with former title holder Charles Martin back in July. So
that was a good learning experience.
It was. And it's, you know, part of the growing pain. And even before that, before he stopped George Arias, he got buzzed early. So, you know, he's got all the talent when he's throwing his hands, you know, he's very fast. He's got some charisma. I still think the verdict is out on his chin. You know, but this is how you build up a prospect, and Top Rank always does a good job with that.
Okay, so here's what's up. So I fight 2 weeks ago. I had a fight 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I'm kicking back. I'm getting fat. I'm, you know, having a good time, probably smoking a little weed, drinking some beer with the old lady, the whole nine yards. And they call me. My name is Robert Helenas. And they call me and say, at the last minute, can you come and fight Anthony Joshua in the UK, make some big money? I go, man, you know, I've been 2 weeks. I've done nothing for 2 weeks. Don't worry about it. All you do is show up. Don't worry about it. I don't know. Oh, come on. So what happens? Helenas goes up there, gets lit up like a White House Christmas tree, of course, round after round, nothing but Anthony Joshua. It was nothing but an offensive display of Anthony Joshua against a fighter who wasn't prepared, who came in at the last minute, who had fought 2 weeks before, and I think in somewhere down in Europe. So at the bottom line is, it was a mismatch. And for Anthony Joshua to walk around and brag and boast like he's doing, has Anthony Joshua got a twisted perception of reality, or is it just me, Sock?
Yes, but just because you just mentioned Helenas, and he popped dirty.
I was the lead into that. But that was what I was lead into. If you told me I had to fight some guy at the last minute, I think I'd do some steroids. I would do some type of drugs. I would. If I'm smoking, you want me to go from smoking weed, laying on the couch, to fighting some guy 3 days later? Come on.
You know, back to Anthony Joshua, he does have a warped sense, and he's starting to develop a habit of not taking responsibility. When he fought Usyk the second time, he threw Robert Garcia under the bus. He said he really didn't learn much from him. You know, and I was like, that's kind of, you know, I thought he was in that fight. You know, maybe eighth, ninth round, the fight got away from him, and Usyk showed why he's superior. You know, so he threw him under the bus. Now, you know, he fought with Derek James. Has he looked any better? I don't think so. You know, he carried, I mean, I don't know if he carried, but he couldn't take Helenas out earlier than that. Anthony Joshua, I think there's something wrong with his heart. I think he boxes just because it's a good payday for him.
No, he's a basketball player turned boxer. Okay, and a lot of those guys just don't have it. I mean, when he got dropped, I looked at him, and he actually thought about getting up. It wasn't a matter of whether I'm going to get up or not. He had to think about it.
Mm. Yeah, man. I think, look, he's got a $1 million physique. But
look,
I think $1 million
physique, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I mean, listen, we thought he was everything without Viagra, okay? And guess what? Turns out you need about 500 milligrams to watch him, because the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he just doesn't put it all together. So let's move on. Of course, the Jared Anderson fight that's going to go on tonight, is that going to be stopped within six?
I think Jared Anderson has to impress with a knockout. He's fighting a 39-year-old who really hasn't beaten anybody of substance. Every time he stepped up, he's fallen short. Mm-hmm. He lost to Alexander Povetkin. He lost to Zhang. I think he'll be game. He's Ukrainian, so he knows how to fight. But he's 39, and Jared Anderson should probably light
him up. That Chinese guy, Zhou Zhang, is no bum.
He's not a bum. And I think he is a dangerous man. His biggest opposition is his age. He's almost 40, I think. So that's something that.
I got to ask you a question. How the hell do those Chinese girls that fight MMA that weigh 125 pounds look as big as you?
Bueno, those.
Have you seen the pictures of those chicks from China?
Yes. The girl that fought last week, can't pronounce the name, but
I wouldn't put any of those girls in with my girl. No way. They're not girls. And not that bigger. I mean, whoa. I mean, it was like a woman versus girl. I mean, it was like, whoa. That was, I know. So yeah, Chinese people are, the Chinese and the Russians, of course, have been cheating the weight game for a long time.
They have good scientists. Yes. But the one thing about that Jared Anderson card against Rodenko, mm-hmm. got some good prospects.
Okay, go through it.
Well, we have Zen Kazabatsky fighting F.A. From Nigeria in the co-feature, undefeated. And we have Bakhtor Jalov, the Uzbekistani heavyweight, who knocked out Richard Torres, the Olympian, ugly in the World Games a couple years back. You have Abdullah Mason, who's a southpaw lightweight prospect, people very high from him, from Ohio, and a personal friend of mine, Bruce Shushu Carrington from Brooklyn, a featherweight, a delightful young man that I've known since he was about in kindergarten. You know, he's making his way. He's 8-0. He's on that undercard. So it's a good, if you want to take a glimpse at the future of the sport, that's what this is for. It's a good showcase. And a big test for Kozabotsky against Efe.
Okay, I got about a minute left. Terrence Crawford said he's willing to fight Canelo Alvarez. Canelo said on the show last week, I had a clip of him saying, oh, it would be a mismatch and people would laugh at me. He's not saying that a week later, is he?
No. I think Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez is a monster fight. Even though Canelo's got a lot of miles in the tires, it's a bigger fight than Charlo. It's a bigger fight than Charlo and Canelo. And it's a certainly bigger fight than Crawford Spence. It checks all the boxes. You know, you have two Hall of Famers, two guys, towards the end of the career, two guys that are not really fighting at the natural weight. But Terrence Crawford has that special something in him. He's a fighter. You know, he's probably the closest thing. Am I going to say something sacrilege, Pedro? Mm. Closest thing we've seen to Ray Leonard. I think he's got that killer instinct.
I think he does have that killer instinct. I don't think he's quite as talented as Ray, but I think he does have that killer instinct, of course, putting away Errol Spence like that. Errol Spence, though, was a walking dead man, of course. There's all kinds of props to his corner for putting him out there time after time, round after round, when he wasn't doing anything. So we got to salute the corner for that. Sock, you have a good week, man. All the best to you. Say hello to the wife. Kiss the kids.
Thank you, my brother. Enjoy your weekend.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, I'm going deep. A deep dive on referee Mitch Halperin. Who's he? Find out after the break.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Funk on down to Mare Island Dock of the Bay Festival in Vallejo with Morris Day and the Time, Confunction, Average White Band, and Cold Blood with Lydia Pence September 9th. Doors open up at 12:30. Parking is free and ferry service is available directly from San Francisco to the island. Buy your tickets at ftpresents.com. That's ftpresents.com.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just before the fight, I'm looking at him, and the man's giving his instructions. I said, sucker, you are in trouble tonight. You are fighting the greatest fight of all times. You heard I was the greatest. Like you just said, you heard this, now you see it. I said, you said I was the greatest, but you're going to see. I'm fast, sucker. I'm going to burn you up. You're fighting your idol. I talked through the whole fight. I said, come on, sucker. I said, show me something. They told me you could hit hard. You're just a sissy. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Oh, I grabbed his head sometimes, and I said, look at you. Look at you. Round 7, and you're tired. You have 8 more rounds to go. And he's just throwing them. He's breathing. I said, oh, you finished, boy. You are in trouble. I said, you don't have but 2 chances, slim and none.
Little East Bay Soul there. Of course, that is some Tower of Power spinoff. Actually, Greg Adams developed the Tower of Power sound for a graduate of Westmoreland High School in 1968. He was set to go to the Juilliard School of Music, and he joined Tower of Power. And said, of course, his life totally changed. Him and his old lady, been together with her since she was 17, 18. They're still together, living down there in Southern California. Props to Greg Adams. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Okay. I'm going to go deep on this one. This is a weird, weird story. This is about a guy that at one point in time was God's choice to be the next big referee in Nevada. I mean, when the referees make it big in Nevada, they get a lot of money. They get big, high, you know, profile gigs like, you know, Mike Tyson fights, De La Hoya fights, and before that, Ali fights, things like that. So there's a lot of money to be made, especially if you're refereeing some of these big title fights. Some of these referees get a couple hundred grand for refereeing the title fight. So think about that. You make 200 grand. Now, Mitch Halperin was a white guy, a young guy. I mean, he was about 30, 35 when he died. Of course, that was in 2000. But the bottom line was he was considered the heir apparent to greatness as far as referees were concerned in the state of Nevada. Okay? And, you know, he did the first Holyfield-Tyson fight, of course, when Holyfield beat the snot out of Tyson. Not the bite fight. He did the first fight. Of course, the bite fight was done by my ex-broadcast partner, Mills Lane. But he did the first fight between Tyson and of course, it was stopped at the beginning of the 11th round. Of course, Mike Tyson being stopped there, a beaten down man without a doubt. But Mitch Halperin was a weird dude. When I say weird, I mean, you know, he had some bad run-ins as a referee. In fact, I think he had one fight where Jimmy Garcia died in a fight with Gabriel Ruelas. Of course, I think it was outdoors at Caesar's Palace. And the fighter died in the fight, or as a result of the fight. And, you know, I thought that Mitch should stop the fight. Listen, if a guy's getting beat up for 7 or 8 rounds, why should he have to go 12 rounds? I mean, think about that. It's pretty clear after 7 or 8 rounds that this guy's kicking the snot out of him, and I'm being kind, okay? I mean, he's just like getting drilled. I mean, God, I mean, his mother don't even want to. I turn it, but the bottom line is they let it go. I don't get this. We want a guy to go the distance. Why do you want your guy to go the distance? So he can have CTE? So he can be damaged further like you big idiot? Anybody that says that should be arrested for impersonating a professional corner man. I can't believe it. I want my guy to go the distance. This ain't no Rocky movie, man. This is a real deal. These are human lives, okay, without a doubt. So Mitch Halperin, the referee extraordinaire, they start making him the star referee. As I said, in 1996 or 95, he did the first Holyfield-Tyson fight. But after that, he sort of really, really, really got weird around me. I remember he did the De La Hoya Felix Trinidad fight. That was in 1999. Some of the other fights he did, Julio Cesar Chavez and Willie Wise. Of course, who's Willie Wise? Some hobo. Anyway, Fred Neal, he did win a Fred Neal's fight. Lennox Lewis and Vander Holyfield did that, of course. Down towards the end, though, he did some pretty good fights. I mean, he was the heir apparent to greatness as far as referees concerned, of course. The second to the last fight he did, I televised, was the Babis Mendoza-Rosendo Alvarez fight. Of course, I televised on King Vision from the Paris Las Vegas, Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think that was in August the 12th. Wow, the anniversary just passed, August the 12th of 2000. So the bottom line is Mitch did that show, okay? But before Mitch did that show, we were together doing a show in North Las Vegas at a place called Arizona Charlie's. To call Arizona Charlie's a dive would be an insult to dives. Anyway, it is what it is. So, anyway, I'm doing a gig there, a ring announcing, ladies and gentlemen, you know, blah, 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 yeah. Anyway, I think I have $500 for that. I got my check, the check cash. One of Aram shows. I'll say one thing about Aram. Aram makes sure you get paid. All those guys, all the big guys make sure you get paid. Anyway, so I get my little $500 and I step out to the to get a taxi. No Lyft back then. Get a taxi. So I'm in the taxi line, and Mitch Halpin walks out, the referee, to the stars. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, the chosen one, the white one, the chosen one. The one complexion, connection, the whole nine yards. Anyway, bottom line is the Nevada State Athletic Commission wants him to be God as far as referees are concerned. They want him to be the face of boxing in Nevada. That's the way they want it, okay? So I'm down with that. So anyway, so Mitch and I are at Arizona Charlie's. I'm standing in line for the cab, and Mitch comes up to me and says, hey, Pedro, you need a ride? And I'm going, okay. Well, the Imperial Palace pays for my cab. Anyway, he goes, you go on the IP? I said, yeah. So we go back to the IP, and we're driving across the desert. You know, and why are we driving in the desert? Wait a second, we're in the desert here. We don't need to be driving in the desert. I mean, we're going from one part of North Las Vegas to Las Vegas. I mean, we're just going on streets. We don't need to be in the desert, right? So this guy's driving into the desert. And I'm saying to myself, F, this is dark. This guy's nuts. I know he's nuts. He's a gun freak. He's talked to me about it in the past because I was an ex-cop. So he thought that he could embrace me with his gun theory. I'm not into guns. Anyway, bottom line is, so we get into the middle of the desert and it's black all the way around. I'm saying to myself, he's going to kill me. Something's going to happen here. I'm going to die. This is not good. I mean, the hair standing up in the back of my neck, hair standing up in my nose, okay? I mean, it's freaking me out. So anyway, I'm looking around. You think about how to get away. If I jump out of the car, it's moving. We're in the desert. There's no lights around. I mean, there's no lights. That's how dark it is in the desert. It's pitch black. I can see lights a couple of miles away, but man, that's a long run in the desert, okay? So I don't know what's going to go on. So he stops the car. Mitch Halpern stops the car. And I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, it's all over here right now. And I'm thinking about, man, maybe I should, you know, try to hit him. Maybe I should, you know, try to clip him right now before anything goes happen, anything goes off, because his chin is there, and I think I can get that chin on the side. I think, I know, I'm thinking. So anyway, he pulls out a gun. Pulls a gun out of his socket from underneath the seat, something like that, reaches over, pulls out a gun, he puts it on his lap before him, and the gun's pointed forward. His gun is pointing at me. And I'm saying to myself, ah, it's all over now. I mean, I'm saying to myself, he's done. He's going to kill me, right? So he goes, hey, Pedro, you didn't like the way I handled that Jimmy Garcia fight, did you? I said, with Gabriel, so I said, well, you know, the fight should have been stopped. Looking at the gun, the fight should have been stopped. And I'm freaking out. And he goes, well, maybe I should have done that tonight as well. And I said, he goes, because you watched me do that 10-round fight. I go, yeah. He goes, why didn't I stop that fight after 6 rounds? And I said to him, I don't know. I can't compare the two. I really can't compare the two. Anyway, he says to me, he goes, you know what, Pedro? You're lucky. I said, why lucky? He goes, that you are willing to reason with me. I'm saying, huh? Reason with you? I'm saying to myself, I'm ready to fire on you, man. I'm ready to take you out. That guy, I'm going to make a move on the gun. I'm either thinking about either I'll say, push the gun on the floor and then muck him up. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, after a few seconds, when it's really, really tight, I mean, it's really tight. And you can hear in that car, you can hear two guys breathing. Okay, you can. So anyway, he starts up the car. He goes, it's okay. He starts up the car and he drives away. And I'm saying to myself, this mother ducker's nuts. He's absolutely nuts. He's nuts. He's nuts, okay? So I go to Mark Ratner a couple days later, the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and I say to him, you know, Mitch Halpern gave me a ride home from Arizona Charlie's the other night. He goes, yeah. And I said, well, it wasn't all that cool. He goes, why not? I said, this is what happened. He said, oh, he was just joking. He was just, I said, no. He wasn't joking. I said, this guy is a nut. I said, you're promoting him to be the heir apparent to Mills Lane, all these other guys. Bottom line is, he's a nut. So anyway, I guess about a year goes by, maybe a year and a half or so, a couple of years. Anyway, I see him for, of course, at the fight with August the 12th with Bebas Mendoza and Rosendo Alvarez. He does that fight, and he said something to me coming out the ring because I was doing the TV, like, Pedro, you still got a job or something like that. You know, he pulls some smart ass shit like that. And, of course, he's not my favorite guy without that. He knows it, right? So anyway, I guess it was about the beginning of August 2000, somewhere around there, late August 2000, he gets into a verbal disagreement with his girlfriend. And he finds out that his girlfriend is banging some big guy that owns the Hilton. That's all I'll say is that he owns part of the Hilton, a big Hilton executive. And I won't mention the girl's name because she's still alive and I wouldn't want to embarrass her. Skank. Anyway, but the bottom line is she was having an affair of Mitch Halperin's girlfriend was having an affair. He was in love with her with this guy from the Hilton. So they went into the guy. So he finds out and he approaches the guy at the Hilton office, right? So him, the old lady, or the ex-old lady, or soon to be ex-old lady, him, the old, all three of them are in the same room, right? So Mitch Halperin pulls out a gun and blows his brains out in front of everybody. Boom! Kills himself right then and there. That was it. It's done. Okay? I'm saying to myself, what I heard about this later, saying to myself, whoa, he could have killed me. Anyway, bottom line is, he killed himself. Good riddance. The guy was a nutcase. Let him go. Okay? Without a doubt. But, without a doubt, the story of Mitch Halperin has never been told before. They just don't know it. I mean, there's another referee in Las Vegas, Richard Green. He did the Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes debacle back October 2nd, 1980. He committed suicide, too. Why? I don't know. Coincidence? Yeah, that was coincidence because Richard Green was just a bit of a off guy. But Mitch Halperin was a stone cold nut. I knew Mitch was a ticking bomb ready to explode. I knew it. I mean, when he pulled, imagine that, pulling a gun on me. And I, you know, and when I tried to explain it to the athletic commission, they seemed like, oh, you know, that didn't work too well. Anyway, bottom line is at the end of the day, Mitch is dead. And I ain't freaking out, and I'm not fretting for him. Bottom line is, let's check, switch, and quit scares just for a second here. Push that red button and bring in my man. Of course, he's Mr. San Francisco, Mr. Bob Toomey. Bob Toomey and I go back a long ways. You were the doorman to the stars, all these different hotels. And that picture with Evander Holyfield, Tony Bennett. Who was the best celebrity you ever dealt with?
Man, I met a lot of people. I think the Evander Holyfield one's the most appropriate for this show because those guys used to do the big shows up there when they were doing all the promos. And that one photo that you saw with Evander was actually really close to my heart because when I left the Fairmont, I ran into Evander a couple years later. And the reason I got that photo is he was in kind of a tough spot coming out the door. His limo wasn't where it was supposed to be. And I actually pulled another car up and took care of him. And he started to get in the car. And he stopped, and he turned around, and he said, hey, come here. And we took a photo. We actually took a couple poses. And he took my name tag, and he handed it to the Chronicle's photographer, and he said, you make sure he gets these photos. And those photos showed up at the hotel, and they sent them to me. A couple years later, I was working at the Hyatt Grand Hyatt Union Square, and Evander's getting out of a car, and he looks at me, and he says, hey, aren't you the guy who used to be at the Fairmont? I go, yeah. He goes, did you ever get those photos? I said, yeah, I did. He goes, bring them tomorrow and I'll autograph them.
Right on.
So the one you saw that was autographed wasn't autographed then. It was autographed 2 years later.
In May of 1984, he and I are at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. And I'm freaking out because I'm about to fight some guy that's ranked number 9 in the country. And there's no food per se that I like there. I mean, I have my own food, you know what I'm saying? So they've got this Olympic training camp food, and I'm eating these stale pancakes, and I'm bitching about the pancakes. And Evander Holyfield said to me, be glad you're eating blood. That's what he said to me. Be glad you're eating. Of course, then I named them V. I was the one that started calling them V. And then one time before after the Mike Tyson, Carl the Truth Williams fight, I said to him, listen, man, you're never going to get a fight with Mike Tyson. It's why? Because you come off like a wuss. He goes, what do you mean I come off like a wuss? I said, you got to get in Tyson's face, man. You got to say, because when we used to do interviews, Holyfield and I, and I was like, Evander, how's life treating you? Great. Evander, what's the weather like today? It's okay. No, all these one-word responses. I said, you got to get rid of the one-word responses. You got to come back with sentences. You got to sound like you know what's going on. He goes, really? I said, either that or you take a public speaking course. One or the other. He goes, I can talk. This was 1989.
Good man.
And,
good.
Of course, he went out there that night and called Mike Tyson out after the Carl the Truth Williams fight. Of course, Tyson would get arrested and things like that would happen afterwards. But the bottom line is, he did step out of his shell that night.
Good man. Good man. But working at the Fairmont was a great experience because they did those press conferences along with so many other things.
I mean, you know what? My godfather, Jack Fisk, of course, the retired Chronicle godfather, I went to all those press conferences with him, and they were... Listen, I saw Sinatra there. I can go on and on as far as all the different people I saw at the Fairmont Hotel. And as I said, I told you that one night I saw Warren Beatty. He was going to bang Madonna. Madonna was doing a show over in Oakland. And Madonna came back. They went upstairs in the room. According to my source, they spent an hour and a half in the room. And then Warren Beatty went and got on his private plane. Sound about right?
Well, I remember you up there, but, you know, I grew up in the Sunset with Pat Lawler and Danny McGuire and all those guys, and I was not part of that crew. I wasn't a boxer, but those were my guys. And those were the days, you know, they were good times, good times. Thanks for inviting me in today. I really appreciate it.
Bob Toomey, a San Francisco institution. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, is Tommy D ready? I think Tommy D's ready. Tommy D will check in with us after the break. Of course, Tommy D is our guy calling the shots on Sunday. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's time, folks. Let's bring in Tommy D talking about tomorrow's show.
Good morning, Pedro. What's going on? Hope all is good. Hope all is well. Check this out real quick. Daniel Dubois plus $550 underdog as he challenges for the Unified World Heavyweight title versus Alexander Usyk. It's going to be a home fight for Usyk. Even though he is from the Ukraine, because Poland has held, you know, good hospitality for the Ukrainian refugees, you know, since the Russian invasion over there in the Ukraine. So I believe there will be a lot of Ukrainians in there supporting their guy, Alexander Usyk. You know, Daniel Dubois has a puncher's chance. He's got 18 knockouts on his record, you know, out of his 19 wins. But honestly, I don't think he has any shot. I'm picking Alexander Usyk to stop Daniel Dubois. I'm calling a fifth round stoppage. And tomorrow we'll cover this fight. We'll see if I'm right. We'll see if I'm wrong. And we'll recap it. And we'll see where both fighters go from here. All right, Pedro. I hope you have yourself a good day. Take care, bro.
That is Tommy D, of course, the shot caller on the Sunday show, Sunday 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on these same stations, of course, WBC-TV as well. The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, will be here tomorrow. I've got a slew of guests tomorrow. I can't go into them because I ran the show too long. Straight up, thanks to Bob Toomey, of course, Daniel Ogden in the other room. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. If you didn't know that by now, shame on you. Straight up. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm on these same channels. So until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.